It's Tom and Loggy's daily podcast.
Tom and Loggy.
Catch them live weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on K-Rock 955.
So things are pretty hectic over in the UK at the moment. COVID.
Mm-hmm.
There's lockdowns going on left, right and centre. There are very strict conditions, much stricter conditions than we are subject to. Although I don't know if they're wearing masks. Couldn't be sure about that.
Okay.
Anyway, going to Ireland for this one.
Zoom.
Couple of rebel nuns have defended their actions after seemingly breaking coronavirus lockdown rules to go to an exorcism.
Right.
Mm.
That's a big deal.
Yeah. Mother Irene Gibson and Sister Anne Marie attended the exorcism before a traditional Latin mass outside the Irish Parliament in Dublin on December 8. So a video was posted online which shows the exorcism in Herbert Park.
Hang on.
So they literally broke lockdown to exorcise in a park.
As in... like, do an exorcism.
Yeah,
sing some
exorcise in a park.
Why are they doing it in a park?
Well, I don't know. The event.
I thought they just go to people's houses.
In the basement and stuff.
Well, yeah.
The event attracted around 70 people despite outdoor gatherings at the time being limited to 15 and travel between counties in Ireland being banned.
You know what the nuns have done?
What?
We want to hook up. We want to have a party. Let's just say it's an exorcism.
Exorcism, yeah.
Standard.
The devil of dance is inside me and I really have to get it out. Burn up this dance floor that is actually just grass in a park.
Tom and Loggy.
Tom and Loggy's podcast, K-Rock 955.
Autumn starts on Monday.
Oh,
officially starts on Monday.
Autumn season.
First day of my birth. First day of autumn is my birthday.
Oh, what? You barely ever mention it.
I herald the coming of autumn. My birth was on the autumn equinox.
Solstice?
Yep, that too. And my birthstone is one of those crunched up leaves that's fallen from
basil.
A tree. No. No, like an autumn leaf. That's my birthstone.
Oh, no, your birthstone would be garbage. Do you know what my birthstone is?
Burning trash.
You know what mine is?
What?
Diamond. Sorry.
What?
Not my fault.
Really?
My birthstone is a diamond.
There's
nothing I can do about that.
Sure it's not like a fur ball, like a hair ball that a cat coughs up?
Oh, really now?
Yeah.
Miss the show. Here are the best bits of Tom and Loggy.
Tom and Loggy.
On K-Rock.
Tom and Loggy loving Married at First Sight.
Oh, aren't we just? And they've given us drama straight from the start.
Mm-hmm, they certainly have. One of our own is well and truly embroiled in the drama.
Mm-hmm.
Bryce is a radio announcer from the ACT. He's been paired with Mel and they both join us now. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Morning, guys. How are we?
Really good. Glad to hear that you guys are in the same place, in the same room.
Yeah, doing publicity together today. So we've got some photo shoot stuff to do. So we'll just get to hang out for a day and I guess talk about the old times like a honeymoon.
Okay.
Yeah, all right. Now, are you both watching it back in real time? Like, are you both watching it all unfold?
Yeah, watching it in real time. Wish I didn't watch it at all, to be honest.
Oh,
hey, so
it's a killer.
It is a killer. We talk about, you know, what goes to air as opposed to what happened in real life. Maybe, Mel, you can explain to us, how do you feel about how it's all been portrayed so far?
Look, it's definitely portrayed, honestly, it's just... power of editing, it is a little bit mashed up, so where it looks like I'm crying, that's not at, maybe at the most appropriate place of when it actually happened.
Ah.
So it was quite an interesting chat. So there was a lot of good things that were discussed. It's just we've highlighted the worst parts of that.
Okay.
The Honesty Box.
All right, cool. The Honesty Box is new this season, and to be honest, I'm glad that they've brought it out for my viewing experience, maybe not for yours. So, Bryce, you've been copping a lot of flack, especially when you came out the other day and said, yeah, I was engaged 6 months ago. And people are questioning the timeline of engagement to applying for maths, that kind of thing. When did you break up and then apply for maths? Like, how did that timeline work?
Yeah, so broke up with the ex just after Easter last year, and we filmed the wedding on September 18th. So if listeners to your show do the maths correctly, it's around 6 months. Mm. I don't have the exact day in time, but you look at it there. And I think I also highlighted too on the wedding day that mentally and emotionally I was checked out of that relationship 6 months prior. And look, that was probably sugarcoating. It was probably 9 or 12 months, to be fair. So yeah. I guess when you're not invested in the relationship and you just don't want the same thing, like, you guys know better than anyone. With radio, you move around a lot, and she was well and truly over that. I wanted to look at having kids straight away. She was a bit younger and wasn't on that same level. So, look, if you don't have the same life path aligning, I guess you make a life change where you find someone that can sort of have that same view as yourself.
So you're ready to settle down and have kids but keep moving around the country.
Well, I've made the move in the last week, so hopefully I don't have to do any more moving.
That's
so
right.
We'll see how it works out.
So you've moved from Canberra to Melbourne.
Yeah, so I resigned. I didn't get fired from Canberra, as the reports keep saying.
Okay.
I resigned about 2 weeks ago, and still am actually kind of technically employed by my old station up in Canberra, but yeah, working for a station in Melbourne now.
Okay.
Melissa, when it came to the honesty box last night, after, you know, Bryce opened up to you about that you're, you know, not his type, or you didn't think that initially, were you happy that he was at least honest, or were you thinking, man, just lie, just say, yep, definitely my type?
No, you're absolutely right. The one thing that I really appreciated about Bryce was his honesty, and I actually said that in my vows and when I told the experts what I was looking for in a partner, that I wanted someone that was honest. Now, maybe not someone that's so brutally honest, but...
Yeah.
Someone that definitely tells me the truth. And look, I copped it on the chin. I knew that I had a feeling that I wasn't his type, but at the end of the day, he was honest with me, and that's all I could have asked for. Just maybe be a bit more, approach it a little bit more sensitively, maybe.
Bryce, the quote is, when I first saw you, I thought, not my type, but I thought, she's not ugly. You're a wordsmith.
Yeah.
You're a wordsmith. Do you see that on telly and go, geez, I probably could have phrased that better?
Oh, yeah, look, that was pretty average and poor form from my behalf. I think one thing we'll all see with me across the series is that I have a real tendency of speaking before thinking,
And
it's not great. So obviously it's a trait of mine I need to work on, and hopefully it does improve over the series. But look, if I had my time again and we could rewind 6 months, I'd 100% use a better choice of words, because obviously it hurt Melissa.
Obviously, you can't give us too much information about what happens in the next few episodes, but in regards to your relationship, is there something that you're both kind of thinking, oh my God, I don't want to watch that episode? Is there something coming up that you're really dreading?
I think there's a few episodes coming up that I won't be watching, so
right.
Stay tuned for that.
Okay.
Well, we'll let you know what happens.
Yeah.
Given the editing, anything could happen, to be honest with you. All right, guys, look, it's been great to catch up. We could talk all day, but you've got another interview that you've got to get to, but we'll definitely have you on again as the season progresses. Thanks for your time this morning. Bryce and Mel.
Thank you.
See you, guys.
Tom and Logan. Tom and Loggy's podcast, K-Rock 955. It's Loggy's time to analyse crime in Loggy's Crime Club.
Woo! The hunt continues. That's one of my favourite intros that we have.
Same.
And it's bringing me so much joy that we get to play it every day instead of once every 3-4 weeks. Usually this segment involves you reviewing a podcast or a series, a doco, a true crime one, and then telling people to go watch it or not. But this time it's actual real life.
It's a real-life crime that has been committed to me.
Yes.
Or against me, rather.
Well, whatever.
Well, yeah. Well, for those that are just catching up, received a lovely gift, six-pack of beers.
Mm-hmm.
They were Furfies.
Yeah.
Beautiful, right? Left them here on Friday under the guise of, well, you know what? Everyone I work with is beautiful. No one's going to steal them. They'll be safe in the studio. But apparently not, Tom, because they're gone. They're nowhere to be found, and no one's owned up to taking my beers.
No, and so you've grilled pretty much everyone who would have been in the studio across the weekend to no avail, weirdly, that you're trying to strong-arm people didn't work. So we're going to take it to the next level. We've got Shiny Pants at the pointy end of the building in the studio. Andy Mather's our GM. Hey, mate.
Why am I here?
Because I need to know what the charge will be.
When we find out that
someone has stolen property from the office. You're the man in charge. What would happen?
Well,
let's just say, for argument's sake, what if Tom stole my beers? Well, drank them.
Can we just let's regroup?
Yeah.
And take a step back.
No, it wasn't my fault, voice and I did
reason.
Take it.
Voice of reason.
Well, let's just.
Twice the boss.
Not that this story arc hasn't gone on enough.
Yeah,
but,
I know.
Can I just clarify? You were given beer.
Yes.
And you left it in a radio station and yes. wonder why it's been stolen.
So is the same for any cash that you might have in your drawers absolutely. Or anything?
We work in radio. Beer is above cash.
Yeah, yes, true.
You're right.
Yeah,
you are right.
Well, you're talking to Captain Craft Beer over here.
Well, exactly. So, that's why. Yeah. That's why.
Yeah, look, Furphy is a delicious drop, but I don't think Tommy will steal Furphy.
It's not that... It's not quite that craft level anymore, is it? It's too commercial. Mm,
yes, it's too commercial.
For your taste.
It's a succulent drop.
But there are a bevy of choices out there that I reckon he would steal beforehand.
But you're wanting
to know what sort of punishment.
Yeah, like what do I do? You're good at like getting people in rooms and then, you know, doing what you need to do. I don't know,
just
you're a manager guy.
Heavy-handed.
No, but managers, you got to do what managers do. You've got to have the hard conversations.
How do
I scare people?
Well, how do you scare people? Well, firstly, don't smile when you're trying to threaten them. You're so dead with a smile on your face. I would normally sit them down and I would frame a conversation around the impact of the choices that they may have on other people and if they can help in any way track down said beverages, that would be... fantastic.
Oh, my God. I feel scared already. This is great.
I don't at all.
Tom and I have had these conversations. Yeah.
Signed my last contract, actually.
Actually, that was more just sign it. But I would encourage them that there'll be no harm nor foul should they miraculously appear back on said desk. But
can I just interrupt? If the beers aren't recovered, but we do find a guilty party... Mm. Is there any sort of disciplinary action on offer?
Oh, I could loan Loggy the phone book if she wants to get heavy on them.
Good.
Or pop a cap or do whatever you need to
pop
do.
Pop a cap.
Phone book isn't so thick these days.
No, it's not. Yeah, it's not that much. A couple of pieces of A4 and just go, stop it. First of all, we spoke about this yesterday in terms of what options we have. CCTV footage, so we can actually, you know, look at the TV and the security cameras and see who did come out of the studio and possibly with a six-pack of Furphy under their arm.
Okay,
so we can investigate.
So the cameras are outside in the hallway.
Yeah, we've got cameras in the hallway.
Not in the studio, though. So if they were drunk in the studio, then we still won't be able to bust
them. Well, they might walk in and they might stagger out.
Yeah,
that might,
fair.
Yes.
If there's six hot beers that have been consumed in a short period of time.
All right. So I can have access to the CCTV.
Well, I can.
Okay.
And I can look on your behalf. If you can give me a window of time...
Friday,
11 a.m. Because I've got nothing else to do. I can
to Monday, 5 a.m.
Sorry, what? Friday,
11 a.m.
to Monday. 48 hours. Oh,
you offered, and I appreciate it.
I so offered, didn't I? Yeah, look, I can.
Okay.
I don't want to, but I can.
I've got to get to the bottom of this.
I know you do. Well, for the listeners out there, we know you do.
No, but also because maybe I want to share my beer around with the people that I work with. Do you ever think about that?
Do you?
No, I don't think that has anything to do with it.
I think there's a... like at home that might
any other tips just before we wrap it up, any other ways that you would be suggesting that Log goes about trying to suss out?
She has spoken to most people, haven't you?
Yep.
You've kind of, and any inkling at this stage as to a suspect, or you're not giving away?
No, I'll tell you my suspects right now.
Yeah, everyone.
Josh and Tom are number one, although Tom, I don't know, I think Josh and Ben, and I'm talking Andy and Ben, not Benny from work.
Oh, Ben Toyne.
Yeah.
He's the only one we've not been able to talk
to. He's a school teacher. They're normally,
you're
right.
Hiding in plain sight.
Yeah. And Josh, he's nice.
And so I feel like I could break in. Andy,
anyone could break Andy. that's easy.
Okay.
Just make him cry.
All right, so we're getting the CCTV footage, or at least you're going to have a look for us, Andy, and
you,
hopefully
Andy.
That'll get us some answers.
Can I just buy you a six-pack?
No.
That might
be a good thing to do.
It's the principle.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
All right. Crime Club continues. Tom and Logan. K-Rock.